You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, there's big news right now in the fast food world.
Okay.
It's a very important world to me.
Now, this is the circle that you operate in. This is very much your people.
Look, when you talk takeaway food, fast food, just food in general.
Yeah.
It is my
area of expertise.
Yes.
You should have been the, what was it, the three guys from MasterChef kind of broke up?
Mm.
It was worse than NSYNC. It was worse than I think the Backstreet Boys might still be together, but...
They probably are. I think they're touring around local RSLs or something.
But when that trio was broken and they picked Manu over you, I think they missed a trick there.
I know.
I reckon you would have slotted in nicely between Matt Preston and the other guy.
No one knows who he is. Just the other guy.
Yeah.
Well, disappointed, but hopefully when one of those judges either doesn't pay his staff properly like George did or becomes a conspiracy theorist bloke like Pete Evans and there's a position empty,
there's an opening.
I will step in.
Yeah.
I'll work with my French accent. No, but Simo.
Manu's definitely got an upgrade there, don't you think?
What?
Like Manu.
Oh, having a French accent?
No, he got an upgrade. Like, from Pete Evans to the
MasterChef
boys. He cannot believe his luck.
I know.
He's going, oh my goodness, I cannot believe. It's ridiculous.
And I'm Russian, apparently.
Pass me another vodka.
No, Simo, I do want to talk about this piece of news that is in the fast food world. McDonald's is suing Hungry Jack's for a look-alike burger.
Okay.
Now,
law scares me.
Yeah, this is technically before the court, so we do have to be a little bit careful about what we say.
All right.
But McDonald's claims that its Big Mac trademark is... And Hungry Jack's have brought out a burger which is, quote, substantially identical to its own Big Mac.
Now, right.
If you haven't seen it, Hungry Jack's have brought out a burger called the Big Jack.
Come on.
Big Mac and Big Jack. Yeah, there's that too.
It's like having twins and like naming one of them...
Big Mac and the other Big Jack.
Mac and Jack, the twins. And they're both, what, are they like, I'm out. Okay, I'm done.
But Simo, so Maccas are suing Hungry Jack's. Now, you know that I'm a big fan of reality TV.
Hmm.
And I don't know whether you'd recall this show a reality TV show or not.
Right.
But I tell you what, if Maccas does sue Hungry Jack's, I would love to see Ronald McDonald sue whoever the Hungry Jack's person is.
Is it the Hamburglar or is he Maccas?
I think
as well?
He's Maccas as well.
Okay.
Because it was the Burger King.
Right. Okay.
But I think it's different. I think it's just some guy called Jack who's hungry.
Has Burger King been knocked off his throne?
And by some hungry bloke called Jack.
Yeah.
But either way, I would love to see Ronald McDonald sue Hungry Jack's in this court of law.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy.
Judge Judy would sort this stuff out, like, in no time.
Now, you are still an avid watcher of Judge Judy. What's the security guard's name?
Bird.
So, do you reckon that, like, she'll ask for evidence, right? And then she'll be like, I still haven't seen any evidence. And then the security guard, what's his name?
You literally asked me that 10 seconds ago.
Bird?
Officer Bird.
Officer Bird. Officer Bird's just got a few...
He's got his own Wikipedia page.
He's got a few...
He stands there.
He's got a few crumbs just on his collar.
Yeah.
And Judge Judy's like, I still haven't seen evidence of these burgers. He's like... bring more evidence. Can we have the evidence, sir? Please bring that forward.
Oh, no, but there was some more evidence. We brought it in 10 minutes ago. You have no idea where it's gone.
I don't know where it's... You're going to have to put that before the court again. We're also going to need to check this for explosives.
By eating it.
Simo and Jordan.
And let's load up a life hack for your Friday. Just got to wait for it to load, Jordan, as per usual.
We really should upgrade that dial-up, hey? And it's 2020.
We're close enough to Canberra. Can someone take care of his internet?
Would you get a big extension cord or something?
So, are you in favour of keeping things fresh?
What do you mean, in terms of food or...?
Oh, anything. You know, what's something that's food? You want it to be fresh unless it's cooked? of course.
Well, I mean, even if it's cool, you don't want it to be like moldy.
Very true.
Yeah, I like to keep it. I like to keep things fresh. I think that's
Is that your Twitter bio? Not your Twitter bio. Is that your Tinder bio?
No,
I like to keep things fresh.
My Tinder bio is a lot dirtier.
A lot worse.
my Tinder bio is not fresh.
Well, what you might need is some. What do they call them? Silicone gel packs. You've seen these?
No.
All right. So, if you've ever opened up a packet of tortillas, you know how there's sometimes a little. Like refresher in between the tortillas.
Yeah, yeah. No, now I know what you mean. Yeah. It says it's like a little thing, maybe a couple of centimeters or so big, and it says do not eat over
That's
it.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Is so, that what that is? It's just meant to keep it fresh.
Yeah, it keeps it fresh, man.
Okay.
It keeps it fresh like your bios.
I'll have to get one of them.
Yeah, you have to get one of those involved. However, this has been sent in from Darren. Uncommon solutions to common problems. Now, he was apparently having an issue with his rusted toolbox.
Okay.
His tools were rusting inside said toolbox.
Okay.
And what he has now turned to doing is putting silicone gel packets into his toolbox.
Does that work?
I don't know, but apparently, according to him, it does.
So, you do the segment called Life Hacks, and you just said you just brought one to the table.
I'm just saying it's.
And it's just like, actually, does it work? And you're like, I don't know.
I'm just saying he's claimed it. He's claiming it.
Yeah, but you could put a burrito in your toolbox and that might keep it fresh. We don't know if that works. The whole point is you've tried and tested and they work.
All right, so if we got a toolbox right now, what one are you backing more likely to work? A tortilla in your toolbox to keep your tools fresh or a silicone gel pack, which is designed to keep things fresh?
I'm going to say a tortilla safely in the knowledge that we don't have a toolbox here and we can't test it out.
We do. It's under the sink.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, that old rusty thing.
Yeah, might have to try it. Also, would you just, like, wrap your tools, like, in tortillas?
Not going to lie, I'd probably just eat the tortilla.
And leave the tools alone.
Yeah, tools, you can go rusty. I'll buy some new ones.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo, there's not a heck of a lot of air travel happening at the moment because of coronavirus.
Not a lot, no.
But some still is. And one plane... Look, I was going to say ran into trouble, but that's not right. But okay. There was an issue with the plane... That had just landed in Ukraine. Now, everyone's fine. There's no one injured, nothing like that.
So it landed into trouble. Didn't fly into trouble, didn't run into trouble. Oh, wait, was it on a runway?
More it taxied to the gate into trouble.
Well, if it's on a runway, you probably could get away with its run into trouble.
Yeah.
Regardless of the fact it does not have legs.
Very good point.
Thank you.
You should learn something from the show today, it's that commercial aeroplanes
don't have legs.
Good. Well, good now that we got that sorted. Anyway, this aeroplane was flying from Turkey to Kiev in Ukraine.
Jeez, that's dangerous airspace, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
And this plane had just landed. Okay. It kind of taxied to the gates. They've opened the door. People are getting off.
Mm.
One woman, one mother said that she was, quote, too hot.
Oh, okay.
On the aeroplane.
Oh, no.
So walked from the very back where she was sitting
right.
to the emergency exit over the wing.
Okay.
Opened the emergency exit.
Right.
And just walked out on the wing.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
As the plane is just sitting there on the tarmac, people are just getting off.
Hmm.
And she just casually just walks to the door, somehow opens the emergency exit, and just opens and just goes for a stroll on the wing of the aeroplane.
Wow.
Claiming she was too hot. Police come.
Yeah.
Say, what on earth are you doing? She goes, oh, it's just too hot. I didn't realise I was doing anything wrong.
Wow.
It's like, what? How can you think that?
There's got to be other options if you're overheating on an aeroplane.
I mean, the first one you'd think of was the, I don't know, the air conditioner?
There's the air
that
conditioner.
That nozzle above your head?
You can probably duck off to one of the little loos there and get some water or splash it on your face.
Or just wait. People are getting off the airplane. In 5 minutes, you'll be in the airport.
And then I thought that the most drastic action you could take would be to start taking your clothes off.
Mm.
But I guess maybe not. Somehow that's not the most drastic action that you could take if you were overheating on an aeroplane.
Don't get me wrong, that still is drastic action.
It's drastic.
We're not saying like it's completely fine to get nude on a commercial aeroplane. No.
Well, okay, two options, right? Let's say
we are not getting nude on a Qantas flight.
Okay, so emergency exit. Which one are you picking first?
If I was overheating.
If you're overheating, you've got to the stage where there's only these two options left to you, right? Which one do you take first in order to cool down?
I think I just sweat.
Just stay hot?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Just like a sauna.
But you're burning up, Jordan. You're sweating. It's dripping down your nose.
Yeah, okay, you've... feel like you've put me between a brick and a hard place.
That's right.
Here.
Well, I've put you between having no clothes on and a wing of an aeroplane.
Just combine them both.
Just go all out.
Go all out. Why not?
If it gets to that point, you're like, well, you know, if we're going to take the emergency exit, we might as well do it without any clothes on.
Yeah, if you're going to get, like, this woman has been banned from flying in Ukraine for, like, the rest of her life for doing this.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going to get banned from flying,
yeah,
might as well get a public nudity charge as well.
Simo and Jordan.
Quick chat regarding money.
You take my money.
Okay, so have you ever played the lottery?
I don't think I have, actually.
Ever. Never, ever.
No, I think about it. I don't think I've ever bought it. I've done the scratchies.
Right.
I don't know whether that counts or not.
Mm.
But no, like the one where you actually, like, Powerball, I think it's called.
Pick numbers and that kind of thing.
$65 million Thursday or whatever it is.
It's like, it's worth saying, so everyone else, right, they have a greater chance of winning over you or I.
Yeah.
Would you say? Because we are at a hard 0%.
Well, yeah, I mean... I've never played it, but I do know you have to at least purchase a ticket to be in the chance to win the money. It's very rare that Powerball go, and the winner is you, sir, who didn't buy a ticket.
You, sir, with a cheeseburger on the couch.
Yes, you with the green hat. You have won. I didn't buy a ticket. Doesn't matter.
So,
if that did happen, the people who had bought a ticket would be so annoyed. Come on, what? Oh.
So it's the age-old saying of you got to be in it to win it. Now, this guy, he got in it to win it. He won $100,000. It was over in the States. It was a top prize of $5,000.
How does that work?
Yeah. Apply your mind, Jordan.
If the top prize was $5,000 and he's walked away with $100,000... Did he rob a bank or something on his way to pick up the novelty check?
Hashtag
thanks for the $5,000. I just nicked $95,000 from this bank, so I've won $100,000.
Yeah, he's checking his ticket as he's robbing the place. Oh, I've won. All right. Well, when we're done here.
Yeah. He robbed the bank and they were about to give him like the full $100,000. It's like, no, just $95,000. That's all I need.
Yeah.
You can keep the $5,000.
I've just come into a lot of money. So, have you worked it out yet?
No.
Okay. So he entered 20 times.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So he didn't rob a... Well, maybe that's just what he's saying.
You reckon?
And that's what if someone had robbed a bank, that's what they were saying, is try and get away with it.
But the thing is, if in order to win a $5,000 like top prize and walk away with $100,000 from 20 entries,
mm-hmm.
right? The top prize, like you needed the exact numbers to get the $5,000.
Oh, I see. So we had the exact same numbers. Right.
He had
okay.
20 identical tickets.
Okay. Did he actually buy them or did he just photocopy them all? I don't know, maybe we're getting in a bit of a look into my mind, but so far I've just tried to work out how this guy's somehow done something illegal. Either he's robbed a bank or counterfeit all of his tickets.
You're such a jealous man.
I know. Well, he's $100,000 richer.
That'd be great as well if they have to give him $25,000 giant checks.
Can't imagine him going into the bank the next day, definitely a different one to the one that he robbed. And kind of say, yep, just want to cash in this check, $5,000. Brilliant. Anything else? Yes. One more check. $5,000. Okay, we'll check that. Anything else, sir? Yes. Yeah. I've got 18 more $5,000 checks to go.
I've actually got a sack truck outside.
Yeah.
If you can just pop those in the wheelbarrow for me.
That would be nice.
Thank you.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it is Friday and it is time to look back on the week that was with Rachel G from Admin as she opens her Dear Diary.
Dear Diary, here we are, Friday again. I can't wait for the weekend and my boyfriend Brad has promised to make my favourite breakfast in bed. Toast with Nutella and sweet chilli sauce. It sounds like a weird flavour combination, but trust me, it works. Jordan started the week by dreaming of flying first class.
It's not about the destination, it's about the journey, which is very much the opposite of plane travel.
Well, I noticed that people say that. The people who say that always tend to be flying. They tend to be a bit rich.
Oh, yeah.
And can afford to fly first class and business class. Maybe if you're flying that luxury, it is about the journey. I can get behind that.
With help from Ems, the stationary queen, Jordan learnt something new about fingers.
Well, in winter, I don't wear a lot of my rings because they're too big for my fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that in winter, your fingers swell up?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
They do the opposite.
In summer, they swell up, and then in winter, your fingers will be smaller.
Yeah, so it comes down to the age-old thing.
You knew it!
Yeah, like heat.
How am I the only one that doesn't know this?
So, like, heat helps things expand.
She told me yesterday, yeah, I thought that was metal, not human bodies.
No, it's everything.
Simo quoted one of the most intelligent historical philosophers.
To quote the great philosophers, the Baha Men, who let the dogs out.
The guys fantasised about what life is like at the Guinness World Record headquarters.
Actually, the way that Travis from Records at Guinness...
Is his name actually Travis or did he just make it up?
Just made it up.
So, I feel like he'd have an off-sider called Jeff.
Yeah, Travis...
Travis and Jeff.
The way that they make
sounds
sure...
Sounds like a radio show.
The way they make sure that the records are legit is they try each one that comes in. So there's just like their office is just a mess with crap.
Imagine being Travis's wife. Travis gets home from work. Oh, so what did you do at work today? Well, I tried to juggle three chainsaws...
And the guys learn a whole lot of spiders are breaking into UK homes to, you know, get it on. Get down and jiggy with it.
Like one in each corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think there has to be two in each corner for the whole.
Oh yeah, true,
for it to work.
No.
Without wanting to get into details,
I was coupling them up.
Oh, okay.
I assume that the spiders are in committed relationships.
I like you're just like the manager of a hotel now for spiders. All right, come in.
Yeah.
Here's your corner. Here we go.
Here's your room key.
It comes complimentary with some dead flies to eat as well.
You may have some of those
for us to get you in the mood. Simo.
That'll be the next thing, aphrodisiacs. Dead flies, get in them, get into them. Nom noms.
If anyone tuned in just then, it would be really weird.
Next time I see two spiders in my bedroom, I'll leave them to it and play a little bit of this. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Signed, Rachel G from Admin. Girl, I don't know.
This show, this week really was sick.
I don't mind finishing, though, with a bit of Barry White.
Yeah.
I could support this, just saying.
Yeah, but no one's doing that at 9 minutes on the way to your 10 on a Friday morning.
Well, we are. Simo and Jordan doing what no one else does.
Okay, I'm just going to leave that. I'll just let that one go. Jessie J, Ariana Grande. That was Yeah the Girls. Nicki Minaj spitting a rhyme as well. Bang Bang, all on the way to your 10.
Yeah, it's Simo. After 10 o'clock, you are finished. You are all done
That's
for this
it.
Week.
Mm.
You can head down to Lake Jindabyne and start suntanning. Or...
Yeah, spring is... What are they? Spring has sprung.
I thought I saw a Borat-style mankini in your bag just in the office out
really?
There.
Really? Yeah, news to me.
Are you heading down to the shores in your green...
I don't think green... If I was going to do that, I think I'd change the colour scheme just to be more of an individual.
That's your issue with it, the fact that it's green.
Yeah.
Not the fact that it's a Borat-style mankini.
That lime green, not flattering. But okay. I think if you did a red, if there was a...
Red, you reckon?
Yeah. But then again, Tony Abbott's done the red budgies, so you can't really get away with...
Yeah.
That's treading on his IP, his intellectual property, so...
I was reading the news. He's in London at the moment, so I don't think he's rocking the budgie smugglers there.
Yeah, that's hard... Hard nipples at that point in time if he's cranking that look.
This is not an image I want to think about. Nor is you in a mankini then the foreshore of Lake Jindabyne. I don't know why I mentioned it.
Yeah, well, you know, just you have to take a good hard look at yourself sometimes, Jordan. I'm going to leave you with Jordan.
Yes, good.
Jordan is in charge. He's got these ones on the way. Scissor, JT, the other side. And the Hilltop Hoods as well. Exit sign involved for your maximum music workday. I'm not looking for a good time. I'm just looking for the exit sign. And one of my favourite releases at the moment, Dua Lipa. This is Levitating. Rise on up for your Friday.
I'd just like to put a call out there. If anyone sees Simo on the foreshore of Lake Jindabyne wearing a red mankini, I would like to apologise for that.
Simo and Jordan.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.